Tell us about the last time you saw Sarah then.
Sarah left the house on Friday morning, about 10:30, 10:45. She was going to Renfrew Town Centre, going to the bank, and then she was going to Glasgow to meet a friend for lunch.
And what did she say to you then on that departure? Was it just quite a normal goodbye?
Nothing completely ordinary. She'd asked me, was I wanting any chocolate from the shop or anything like that? Nothing at all to give us any clues there would be any issues.
I mean, she's quite an independent young woman, quite often going to Glasgow.
Yeah, every week, she'd meet my mum in town, or she'd get with college friends. It was just a complete normal thing for her to do, typical teenage girl.
And you obviously raised the alarm on Friday evening when she'd sent a text to your wife, is that right?
I was at football on Friday night, and I was on my way home. I sent my wife, phoned my wife, said it'd been 10 minutes. She said Sarah's not come home, but I left it a little bit because teenage girl going out and a wee bit late home, at what point do you say there's something up here? So later on that night, at 11:40, we'd done some searching ourselves, and I went and reported her at Helen Street Police Office.
And she had lunch with a friend. Was that the last person that had seen her, a friend that had seen her that day?
We believe so.
And tell us a little bit about Sarah. What kind of a girl is she?
She was at college in Paisley. She had a part-time job working over in Brayhead. Bog standard everyday teenage girl.
And as the kind of time continues to roll on, what kind of contact have you had from the police at this stage?
Police have been absolutely brilliant. There's people searching the rivers, people searching the river banks, there's people searching CCTV, there's people looking at all avenues of just what our movements were on Friday. And we just need to know anybody who saw her at any time at all on Friday just to get in touch and say what they saw, no matter how insignificant you think it might have been. If it was, if you saw her walking across the other side of the road, you waved, say hello, anything, just let us know what you saw.
How did you feel when you heard that her red handbag had been found?
It became real then. It became a lot more personal and a lot more emotional.
And obviously, you have an appeal to anyone for any information. I mean, how vital is that at this stage?
As vital as it gets.
And, in terms of anything else that might be distinct about Sarah and her last movements, was there anything that you can kind of recall?
Nothing really. She said goodbye to us. She went out Friday morning. We know she met a friend in town, and we know she came back to Renfrew in a taxi and arrived here about 6 o'clock, just round the corner from the house, and then went back into Glasgow by some means. So we need to know what's happened between 6 o'clock at night and 7:40 on Friday evening, and that's. We know exactly what's happened after 7:40. That's when members of public saw what happened. Called Coast Guard, Fire Brigade, police, and everything went on from there. And the difficult bit to comprehend is that two members of the public went into the river after her and risk their own lives themselves, which I cannot ever thank them enough.